Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in the next segment, Lieutenant General Hamid Ghul, head of the Pakistani ISI and their military during the Mujahideen war with the Russians, is going to be joining us to give us all the inside secrets on how the globalists run Al-Qaeda. But right now, Walter in Michigan, thanks for holding. You're on the air, sir.
Hello, Mr. Jones. It's a pleasure to speak to you, sir.
Pleasure to talk to you, my friend.
Hey, I'm going to take this in a little bit different direction. I don't go to many movies because, in my opinion, most of them are junk, and TV tends to be even worse for the most part. But I must commend you on your critique of Oblivion. For those of us who are awake, absolutely right on.
It's all about compartmentalization. It's all about becoming human. Even if you're just a program machine, it's amazing.
It was great. I actually walked out of there floating on a cloud of hope, you know, after watching it. And I was at a show earlier in the month, and like I said, I don't go to too many, but there was an old trailer from a movie, I don't know if you heard of it, called Django. And when I saw this trailer, it absolutely made me physically ill.
Well, it's meant to create racial division, and I've studied history.
Exactly.
I actually watched it to critique it, and it was so disgusting I couldn't even critique it. It's not historically accurate, and it's torture porn, and it's race war porn, and it's the globalists are desperate to play us off against each other.
Right, and all it was meant to be was psychological warfare designed to create civil unrest, and it was nothing but that. And I would not suggest to anybody to go see that. Just, you know what, Alex, if there was any African-Americans in the theater at the time, and there wasn't, I noticed by the trailer was playing, I would have got up and left. That's how ashamed and embarrassed
I was. It's all done. Why don't they do a movie about the UN kidnapping little kids and torturing them? Why don't they do a movie? Oh, no. They want to go back 170 years and then misrepresent everything and then project it out. But why don't they make a movie about them killing 52% of blacks before they're born? Oh, no. Let's just get everybody fighting with each other now and then attach an agenda, a big government, to prove. I mean, here's an article right here. More whites now dying, Bangor Daily News, than births. And I saw people in the comments on another article about this going, good, whites are the evil. These were white people. We all need to intermarry to get rid of the evil whites. It's just evil people. I mean, you have African tribes that kill each other because one lives on one side of the river and the other doesn't, or one worships this god and the other worships that god. It's all bull. The globalists just use something to divert and distract people. And it is a religion. Whites hating themselves is a religion, and then doing whatever government says as the referee to prove that they think they're scum. Good points, Walter. Jamie in Michigan, another call from Michigan. You're on the air.
Oh, hey, Alex. It's good to finally get a hold of you.
You bet. You got about a minute, brother.
Okay, well, I had a couple quick points I wanted to make. One is just about civil disobedience. I had to report for jury selection today, and I walk into the courthouse, and right on the courthouse there's this plaque on there. It's like upon entry, you know, you have to empty your pockets, and I walk through. I set off the alarm, and they're like, you need to step back and empty your pockets. And I'm like, no. You ordered me here. You'll hold me, you know. I was like, you ordered me here. He's like, well, if you don't do it, you'll be held in contempt. Leave. And I'm like, no, I'm not leaving. You can't order me here and then have to force me to waive my Fourth Amendment. That's ridiculous. And so then, a cop walks up to me, and he's just, you know, he got his hands hitched on his belt, just walking up there bolstering to me, and they just, you know, we just kept going back and forth, and finally I just walked out. And it's just like, you know, they sort of try to tell me you have to comply with this plaque on your building, and I'm like, well, don't you have to?
Yeah, the point is, America never had this before. Why do we have it now? And now they're starting, absolutely, we're going to come right back with our guest. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit hbextract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. 295-5305.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. We're now into the third hour of worldwide broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones. The news websites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. We also have InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Mountain. And the website is InfoWarsNews.com. Every time he comes on, maybe once or twice a year, he's very gracious to do that. It's 11 o'clock at night over there in Pakistan. I get calls from CNN, Fox News, you name it, saying, how do you get General Hamid Ghul on? And I guess because they're aware of the show and know that we won't distort what he's saying and it's live. They always want, of course, to tape interviews with me and stuff, and I don't do it because I've seen them distort it. So it is a big exclusive to get General Hamid Ghul on the broadcast. He's a lieutenant general. Hamid Ghul, a retired Pakistani army general and known for heading the ISI, Inter-Service Intelligence, Pakistan Intelligence Agency, during the Soviet-Afghan War and leading the Mujahideen to victory. And, of course, he's traveled the world and consulted here with world leaders in Europe and the United States. And the website is GeneralHamidGhul.com. So people can check that out as well. And he has exposed the fact that Al-Qaeda, as its modern permutations show, is run by the West, as a pretext to invade Pakistan, Afghanistan, to take liberties in the U.S., in Europe. And now it's never been more naked. When he was first on the broadcast 6-7 years ago, there were a bunch of national and international news stories saying, preposterous, General Ghul is on that crazy Alex Jones saying Al-Qaeda is run by the West when it was founded by the West for another a purpose and then turned into what it is today. And now it's in the news. Senator Paul 2 weeks ago said, we're funding Al-Qaeda in Syria. It's a, you know, it's a crime. I had Colonel Schaefer on last hour from the Pentagon saying it's wrong and most of the Pentagon doesn't like it and people are being fired. And he said, but I can't say more or I'll be, you know, basically brought up on national security violation charges. But when the government's criminal, it's treason to not go public. So the point is there's a real moment of conscience here where our government, the Pentagon, the rest of it realizes that a group of globalist criminals have hijacked the country. So he's here to talk about how Mohammed Karzai has gone public and said Al-Qaeda is bombing things here at the behest of the Pentagon and the West and NATO. It's now all coming out. So how does that affect things? What does that say about the parasites that have basically gotten into the West mind and taken it over? And where does he see this going with his well-schooled and trained mind? It has a lot of gravitas. I mean, he's well-known worldwide as having a great grasp on the hidden geopolitical machinations. So without further ado, General Hamid Ghul joining us from Pakistan via audio Skype. Sir, you heard me lay out some of the points there. Where do you want to go first in what I brought up, or are there other points you'd like to make?
Well, I would want to start from Syria because I think it is no more a secret that the West is supporting them. The rebels or the Al-Qaeda fighters are being supported fully. And what is more, that perhaps the chemical weapons are being used by the operators of Al-Qaeda rather than by the government of Bashar al-Assad. There is a suspicion in my mind, and there is some evidence on that because I heard some voices, and then after that those voices were choked. Obviously, the West doesn't want to get into this mess. But obviously, Karzai is the first voice who has said that Al-Qaeda is being used by the West, both in Afghanistan and in Syria. But I will go beyond that and say that they were used in Libya as well as in Tunis. In Libya, for instance, there was a man who was heading the rebel forces in Libya, supported fully by the West. And he was the younger brother of Abu Yahya al-Libi, a famous Al-Qaeda leader who was killed here by drone attack in Pakistan. He was perhaps number two after Amin al-Zawahiri in Al-Qaeda hierarchy. And I know a lot of people now who are running the government in Libya because France simply wanted to get the Libyan oil to fuel their industry. And they thought it convenient that Al-Qaeda could be used for this purpose. But I think it exposes the dichotomy, the hypocrisy in the Western mind that on the one hand they treat Al-Qaeda as a terrorist organization and they are waging a war. And what George Bush had once described, in 60 countries this war is to go on. They have turned the world upside down. The American economy has gone overboard. It is in such quandary that I think it will take decades to come out of it, if at all it does. And it has taken away the moral high ground that America once used to enjoy. It has exposed the military might of America badly. And all this war against terrorism has actually turned upon America in a very, very big way, in a negative way. And now it is Karzai, their ally, their puppet, who is talking so openly against them. And he says that it's not only the occupation of Afghanistan, which is a bad enough crime, but I think
It is also that Al-Qaeda is being used to bomb and it is being financed. Indians are fully involved in it. As far as Pakistan is concerned, I know, because each one is trying to grind their own axe, and they think that if Pakistan is somehow given the title of a failed state, then they will have a strong case to say that Pakistan must not exist, must not possess the nuclear weapons. And the Israeli lobbies and the Indian lobbies are now fully riding on the neck of the Americans, on the back of the Americans. But unfortunately, Obama has turned out to be a weakling. He is has been a very weak president. He is gutless. He lacks courage. He cannot stand up to the Pentagon and its generals. He cannot stand up to the neocons. This is his problem. He can't even do a small thing like close the Guantanamo Bay camp. That prison is still there, although 5 years ago, more than 5 years ago, he promised that this would be closed. So if this is the situation, this is bad omen for America in the future and the future generations of the American people.
Now, being specific, again, General Hamid Ghul, Lieutenant General, former head of the ISI, former head leader of the Mujahideen, with the CIA and others that were able to bring down and defeat the Soviets who were undefeated, he joins us now. When you were first on 7 years ago, but then on again last year and many other times, you laid out what was going to happen. You pointed out they're running the bombings in Afghanistan. They're running Al-Qaeda in Pakistan. And you explained they have them bomb things, so they have an excuse to come in with drones to then bomb the villages to stir people up to destabilize. And the non-military mind goes, well, why would people running America run Al-Qaeda? It's simple. You run Al-Qaeda as the reason to be there to control the opium and have the no-bid weapons contracts as a cash cow, which then bankrupts America but makes these multinational corporations incredibly rich. And now that's all mainstream news. So I'd like you to speak. How big a deal is it that Mohammad Karzai, the president of Afghanistan, people that don't know, came out a few months ago and said these bombings are done by Al-Qaeda and the West as an excuse to stay here? Now, I don't just believe him. I went and looked at the evidence. That's what it was. And that's what you've said. So what does this signify to have him going public, to have Pentagon generals being fired because they're going public? I mean, this looks like almost a collapse of this agenda because they didn't want this out in the open, General. So what does this mean geopolitically?
Well, geopolitically, it means that Americans have been completely washed out. And they, unless they quickly achieve a clean break, they will cut a very sorry figure, because I think this is an axiomatic principle of war, that once you are defeated, then you must break away immediately, cut off and run from there, scoot from there, and do so gracefully if you can. But unfortunately, the way they have chosen, because the security contractors, and there are no less than 105,000 security contractors now employed in Afghanistan. They are all the old hands of the CIA and the FBI and various other agencies and the cronies of some of the people who are running the show in America. So obviously it's big money involved for them. And then there is opium trade, which is worth more than $5 billion in raw form. 92% of the world's total raw opium market is now being provided for by the Afghan trade, opium trade. And it is happening right under their nose, and I'm afraid some of the military aircraft have been used for this purpose, because it is not possible. We know that there was a time when we used to have great hauls of these narcotics in Pakistan, but for the last 6 or 7 years, there are no big hauls. Got it. So where are they going? Which route are they taking? Obviously, Iran, they cannot use as a route. Pakistan is not being used. So what is the route? It is the aerial route which is being used. And it's going to Europe, it is going to America itself. And what a tragedy. In order to make money, they are spoiling their traditions. This is atrocious, to say the least. And what Karzai is saying is because he's frustrated now, but he cannot reverse is now at this stage.
Well, Lieutenant General Gould, we're going to come right back to you, sir, to finish up this bombshell thought. He's saying the only drug route is out on U.S. aircraft, the opium. That's why we're there.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
All right, my friends, this is a short segment, long segment coming up with Lieutenant General Hamid Gould. You have to understand, he's probably the most famous general in the last 100 years in Central Asian history, not just Pakistani history. Very successful across the board, fighting the Russians that, I don't know, probably had 20 times the firepower from some of the statistics I've seen, some cases 100 times, and was successful. And then in the last decade, while he's seen Afghanistan and Pakistan encircled and destabilized, he's been saying, why are you doing this? When he'd been an ally with the United States and the West. And what I found is, I research this stuff all the time, but I'm not a military trained man like him. He was a successful wartime general in that war, but a successful commander in the Kashmir War with India, if memory serves, in frontline combat. And when he comes on, what he says ends up happening a year, 2 years later. I mean, he's not selling you an agenda. He cares about his country. I have him on and respect him because I know he's just telling you the truth. And the truth is always the best way to go. Sure, he has a bias towards not wanting his country overthrown and their weapons stolen and destabilized. But I've looked geopolitically for my family. It's good to not have Pakistan, you know, be turned over to a bunch of radicals. Now this is a short segment, General, and I've taken time, you know, talking about who you are. I just want the audience to get that you know what you're talking about. So you're saying the West is there for opium and contracts. I have family in Afghanistan right now in the Army who fly around picking up contractors that are blown up all day on the side of the road. The helicopters are getting shot up. The losses are being covered up. I wasn't told that by the family. I have that from separate sources. But how bad is the route right now? And if the lobbyists are paying off the politicians to just keep people there, there's still a breaking point with, I guess, Americans and contractors hanging off skids like Saigon in the mid-70s. I mean, where does this end as a military man who knows this region like no one else?
Alex, I think this is worse than Vietnam. I think the stakes are much higher for those people who are involved in making big money. I think there has to be a neutral commission set up by the American citizens who will probe into the properties which have been purchased recently, the waterfront properties and a lot of money which has been accumulated in Swiss banks and elsewhere. And you have to look into it, who made all this money, the trillions of dollars which have been pilfered out of this. I know that Corps of Engineers, of which is a despicable thing for me as a soldier to think about, that Corps of Engineers, U.S. Corps of Engineers, is actually getting graft up to 25%. They get false receipts signed by the contractor, the road is bad, which they build, the bridges are blown up on their order. They want those bridges to be blown up so that they can be reconstructed and more money can flow into their pocket. So this has corrupted the American people, and the longer they stay, the more damaging it is going to be for the American people, for their cash. A whole nation's character, once a very proud nation, it is a proud nation even today, I would say, one of the greatest nations. Unfortunately, what is being done to it by a handful of people who are selfish, avaricious, and they would stop at nothing to make money. So I will also comment upon the generals who fully know that this war has been lost, but even then they will not stop at sacrificing the boys and girls of their own nation for what their interests are. And because they are so arrogant, some of them are not corrupt, but they are very arrogant. They think that we cannot be defeated. But the fact is that they have been defeated very badly. And all their choices are to go out gracefully or to be disgraced and have their noses rubbed in the hard soil of Afghanistan. This is the choice on which we stand today. Unless they realize this, that we have made a mistake, and they curtail their agenda, and they do not fall under the influence of those people who want to out to make money, there is going to be a embarrassment for America. Why 2014? If we have lost the war already, and it has been known since 2009 that this is an unwinnable war, then why take 5 more years? At least, and yet Attorney General who are saying, no, we must stay on. Why do you want to stay on? Because there are contractors who are building up the bases there in Afghanistan, and they are they say that, well, we have been awarded the contract, and we
they're still planning to stay. Absolutely. Stay there. We're going to come back and look at that in the bombshell you dropped. You're saying the West, and there's proof of some of this, is bombing our own troops as a pretext to keep them there. Unbelievable. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we tend to think of this as America and the West versus the Muslims, and that's how the media tries to sell it. The truth is, if you look on record, and I had Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer on earlier, who used to be part of the unit hunting bin Laden and wasn't allowed to kill him because he was a cutout. There are powerful global corporations that have made, the last number I saw was something like $7 trillion the last 11 plus years in these wars. Just unbelievable. And the ripoffs and the scams and all of it. And then I talked to family and I talked to mercenaries I know. and people, and they go, oh, I know the government, one group of it funds Al-Qaeda and some of the Taliban, and I understand, you know, now there's some of the other tribal groups, it's more of a grudge match, and they're mad at people in their country, but whatever, you know, I just like to kill people. And I'm not talking about my family so much, or maybe I am. The point is they just like to fight. And I guess the Afghans like to fight, too. It's their country. But this is insane. But a lot of these people have been in 2, 3, 4 tours and don't want to fight, and they're sent back, even when their foot's been blown off. They put prosthesis on them and make them go over there. And then meanwhile, these corporations sit back and make trillions of dollars of our taxpayer money, and this is immoral. Now, Mohammad Karzai comes out and says the West is blowing stuff up and funding Al-Qaeda. That's on record. But there are other tribal groups, and nobody knows them better than General Gould, who could, well, the only guy that ever could go in and manage them all and focus them against the Russians. And he pointed out, I mean, if Pakistan tried to come in and take over Afghanistan, they probably couldn't do it. And they share a lot of cultural heritage. I mean, he can correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe Pakistan could. No one's ever conquered them. So there's no way the West, in my view, and the war planners really thought they could go beat these people. They just wanted to go in and have the perfect endless war because they're not thinking about American interest. They're not thinking about that. They want. Why are they putting radicals in all these other countries? They want the next war. General, do you agree or disagree with what I just said? Because your audio was breaking up a bit and people may have missed it. Did I hear you correctly say that there are groups being funded to blow up contractors and troops, not just to blow, you know, try to blow up the central government, and that, I mean, what percentage of the resistance against the West is actually being funded by the West as a pretext to stay there, from your research, General Gould?
There is, Alex, for your audience, I want to clarify one thing, that there is a genuine Al-Qaeda, there's no doubt about it, that was a reaction to what America was doing, and their own countries, which were under the tutelage of America, were actually doing. So those people came in and they had gathered in Afghanistan, that's true. But then immediately, the CIA created their own Al-Qaeda, and that parallel Al-Qaeda or parallel Taliban, as far as Pakistan is concerned, they are nations of Americans themselves. And unfortunately, the British are fully involved in this. The other European countries have kept a distance, but the British and the Americans together, they have been playing this game for a long time now. But this is a very dangerous game, because they know that Afghanistan has never been conquered. It has been known as a graveyard of the superpowers, and yet another superpower is getting buried there. It is still time to achieve a clean break, but unfortunately, as I said, those greedy people who are running the show and who are filling the pockets of the people who are the decision makers, they would not let them break away. While any logic, any reason, any rationale would suggest that they must go away as quickly as possible. Now, going out of Afghanistan, the only relief zone is Pakistan. They can't go towards Iran, they cannot go towards Soviet Union, the Russians, because Putin is at loggerheads with them. He is very high, and he would not allow the Northern Network, as it is called euphemistically. It's not going to work. But Pakistan is also being targeted. Why is Pakistan being destabilized on purpose, when this is the only relief zone for you? This is a big question. It means only one thing, that the Israelis and the Indians, more particularly the Israelis, would never rest in peace unless Pakistan is brought to a status of a failed state, where Pakistan can be universally declared as a state which must not possess nuclear weapons. So I think American policymakers are playing in two different hands. One is the fear of fear and ambition of America and the Indians and the Israelis, and the other is the greed of the multinationals. So these two factors put together are going to destroy the future of the American people. They will have to go back population. They are using drones. As soon as our new government, after a very handsome turnout by the people, in spite of threat from the Taliban of Pakistan, that they would attack any polling station, any number of polling stations, but people of Pakistan turned out in huge numbers. And as soon as democracy was established, within 2 days, there was a drone attack, because the Prime Minister, at that time Prime Minister-elect Nawaz Sharif, had said earlier on that he would engage the Taliban in talks so that this turmoil, this bloodshed in Pakistan ends. That means America is not being friendly to the very country that they need so much for their withdrawal.
All right, well, let's be specific, General, because your audio is breaking up just a little bit. We may try to reconnect here in a moment. Joining us via audio Skype from Pakistan, Lieutenant General Hamid Ghul, who headed up the victory against the Russian occupation of Afghanistan. Let me ask you this question then, specifically. What do you expect, because you've been very accurate the last 7 years coming on, and we appreciate that. What do you now expect to happen as multinational corporations want to make all this money? The Israel lobby doesn't want you to have nuclear weapons that you already have. India, for whatever reason, you know, has some problems with Pakistan, longstanding rivalries. Where do you expect this to go if it's on record the so-called war or occupation is failing? Then how long will this go on? How will this end? Because, as you said, they're building more bases. I don't think they're leaving in 2014. They always say they're leaving. They didn't really leave Iraq. They've got, you know, troops and bases there. I mean, how do you expect this to end? How do you expect Syria to end? How do you expect, I mean, because it looks like the globalists are just saying, you know, hey, let's make money, but the military knows it cannot even carry this out.
But as far as South Asia is concerned, I think China is the net gainer, and they are again in a quiet way. They have already got hold of Gwadar port from Pakistan, because Pakistan was so much beleaguered and so angry with America that they handed it over to the to the Chinese. So Chinese are going to be sitting on the gullet of the Western economy, which is because, you know, nearly 50% of the oil flows through that area, and Chinese will be right there on top of it. So Chinese are coming in, and Chinese Pakistan and future Afghanistan together is going to be a big problem for America and the West, and their dream of reaching out to Central Asian oil reserves and the markets in the future and the mineral reserves is going to end up in a disaster. So I don't think this is possible. As far as Syria is concerned, Syria is again it is becoming a Shia Sunni problem, unfortunately, and the people of Al Qaeda, they are operating there, but they are not. Obama is very tentative. When you are tentative in a war, which is very important for your interest, this is not going to help. That means it's a disaster. You don't know what you want to do. Your mission is not clear. So if you are not helping them, slowly, gradually, Bashar al-Assad, along with help from Hezbollah, is going to get back and take control of whole of Syria, and then Iraq will be in trouble in future. So this Middle East will remain for a while the battleground. And here the Russians have big stakes. And Russian Putin is supporting, he's sending S-300 anti-missile missiles. So this is a big development, a huge
development. So now Russia, so correct me if I'm wrong, what the globalists have done, acting against Western interest, is they're driving former ally Pakistan into the hands of the communist Chinese, which Pakistan was leery of. You guys aren't communist, but you've been driven into their hands, and now Russia is coming in as the good guy. It's almost like the people running America want to destroy us, because if you look at it, there's things bigger than just money. They are destroying our name. They are empowering Russia and China, and they are destroying American interests, and that's why I've been told by high-level Pentagon sources, way above Tony Schaefer, generals, former top CIA people, that they're all upset that these multinationals are doing this because geopolitically they are really... Why are they doing this? This is insane.
Yes, indeed it is, because I think they don't have a very clear vision. They lack the vision. They have no grand vision of the world for tomorrow. This is the problem. They are myopic, and they are looking to their immediate interest, and a lot of people want personal glory, like General Petraeus, for example. He was looking for, when he was asking for surge, and he got it. 3,000 more troops in Afghanistan, which was an utter failure, which was quite, because he thought that he would be able to run for the presidential election, and he will get a name for himself. If these are the objectives of the top people, that means they are not looking to the interests of the nation. They are looking at their personal interests. This is selfishness of the highest order. And because of that, a lot of problems creep in, a lot of flaws in the policy-making creep up.
General, again, General Hamid Ghul's joining us via audio Skype. We probably should have done phone. It's better at times, worse at times, but this is such riveting information if the audience can make it all out. I mean, this what you're saying is the truth. I mean, it's not hidden. And so the Pentagon knows this, and other geopolitical strategists know this. I mean, do you think they're really going to leave in 2014 next year?
I think they will try to drag their feet, but unfortunately it is not going to happen that way, because I know, as a military man, and I think those people among your audience who have had any knowledge of the military, they would understand that there are three important factors, time, space, and relative strength, which determine the outcome of any conflict on the battlefield. Now, in this particular case, if they have lost the spaces and their relative strength is reduced only to firepower, which they have, which they can initiate from anywhere, from the seas or even from America. Their B-1s and B-2s can fly out directly from America and come and bomb places. But if they want to stay here, that means they will be in fortress defense. The spaces will be in somebody else's control, a hostile population, a hostile force which is not afraid of fighting and which is not tired of fighting. Then the factor of time is very important. Afghans say that time is on our side. We possess the time and Americans possess the watch. So a factor of time is entirely on their side. So this is the issue which has to be settled militarily.
But it's like England, when they tried to occupy Scotland for 500 years, they could never do it because the people never submitted. Isn't the key resistance? And then even if people don't even have weapons, if they don't comply and just resist, you can never occupy someone.
How right you are, Alex. I am a student of military history, and there is not one example that I can quote to you where a nation has been defeated by invading armies. It is not possible. Defeat armies, but armies cannot defeat nations.
And that's why globalism tries to get rid of national sovereignty and nationalism, because they want to conquer us with this corporate evil. And that's all they're doing. They're picking off every nation one at a time, and they've already picked off America. But if we ever reawaken as Americans and go back to being the good guys, this evil will vanish very quickly. But if we go down this dark path, General Ghul, where do you see America, England, Israel, all these countries ending? Because you can see the whole world is turning against us because we have been occupied by criminal groups.
Yes, yes, indeed. There is a cavity inside, there's a hollowness inside, which needs to be addressed before addressing the external issues. And Obama had made that promise, and that's why he was given the Peace Prize, Nobel Prize for Peace. But unfortunately, he has not come up to the promise. So it is a receding power. The Western power is a receding power. And I think you need to go back and read Paul Kennedy once again, The Rise and Fall of the Western Power, where he described Western power as a suicide path. It has only one way to go, and that is downhill. But that it will go downhill so fast because of the stupidity of the American leadership, it nobody could have ever imagined. So it's a receding power. It is going back. It is shrinking. And I think the pendulum of power is shifting elsewhere.
And the globalists, who've moved all their power bases to China, Kissinger and others, and are moving our factories there, they actually want that. And they're sucking us dry while they destroy our name, and they move to China.
I don't think there is a design behind that. They are not doing it on design. They are doing it because simply they are greedy. They want to make money. This is the problem with capitalism. And capitalism, is eventually it goes on self-destruct. It destroys the very society in which it thrives, in which it flourishes, but eventually it ends up in destroying that society.
When you let criminal combines get together, what economic system do you like, General Gould?
Well, flat taxation, I think Steve Forbes had at one time said, this is the economic system that we need to follow. Bottom-up economy is one way to go. If you don't like that, then there has to be taxation, which has to be flat. 80% of taxation in America, in Pakistan, in any other country which is following the Western model or Adam Smith's model, it comes from the poor people. That's why poor are becoming poor. Poorer and rich are becoming very rich. In America, it is the worst because there are only a handful of families, probably two dozen families, which control a lot of wealth, more than half the wealth of America, or perhaps you may have even better figures about it.
So what you're saying is we need fair taxes where the billionaires are exempt and they put the taxes on the middle class, making us poor. I want you to quantify that when we come back. Final segment with General Hamid Ghul. And I'll do some overdrive to take John and other people's calls, Fred in Connecticut, Lindsay, everybody. We'll get to all of you. General Hamid Ghul, final segment. Amazing interview with this gentleman. You never get to hear this stuff.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef, last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called MicroPlant Powder Gold. MicroPlant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make MicroPlant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Every move you make, every breath you take, the NSA is watching you. Obama using the IRS to target Christian and conservative groups and pro-life groups. The IRS on record saying, if you're a Christian, don't pray. It's just our country is being turned over to pure evil. And I was talking to General Hamid Ghul about economic systems, and he was saying Islamic system. Explain to us that system, because I've seen that seen as kind of a free market. It's been described from what I've seen as a layman as kind of a capitalist system, but maybe I'm wrong. Describe to me the Islamic economic system from your perspective.
The Islamic economic system has two ingredients in it. One is that there is a tax on production straight away, because in case of crops, etc., or anything that you produce, you take in commodity or you take in cash. And then on accumulation, if you build a huge, big house, then you need to pay tax on it. And to the extent that poor people can have a roof on their head. The second aspect of it is interest-free loan. Now, the loan is full of interest. And can you imagine that American people can get anything they want, but they have to work, they actually get enslaved because of that. The flavor of life is lost for them. They keep on working their back off all their life in order to pay back the loan. Now, that is anti-Islamic. Islam does not say that you should enslave anybody because of the fiscal system that you have created. So, really, there is no freedom. When you think that you actually are owned by you become the slaves of the multinationals or the big companies or the corporate...
Federal Reserve, to themselves, they give themselves free money, interest-free. So I guess the New World Order actually follows the Islamic system, but only for themselves.
Yes, indeed, but it has to be for the rest of the world. Now, we have to look at Western democracy also. After all, the gift of colonization was Western democracy, slave trading was Western democracy, big was the gift of Western democracy, and now these multinationals, they are crossing the border, they know no flag, no frontier. If China suits them, they rush off to China and start making money there, and then sending things back to America. So American dollars are going on in Chinese coffers, and the Chinese, what are they doing? They are paying to the Americans in form of loans, and they are eventually going to buy all your big assets and institutions. You will see that will happen, because this is the flaw in the system.
Well,
and
General,
this system needs to be reformed.
General, I appreciate you giving us your perspective on that. Very interesting, and I look forward to having you back on in the next few months. Sometime we ought to do video Skype if we get better connection, but I hope that we can end these illegal wars and stop trying to destabilize the world, and that America can become a country again instead of a force used by multinationals to take over the planet. We pay for it, we get the blame for it, and I'm sick of it. And I hope the Pakistani people and Afghan people understand there are a lot of Americans here that are fighting, you know, to try to stop the globalists from using us for evil. And I hope the Pakistani people do realize that the West did try to help you guys against the Russians.
Yes, indeed. We do appreciate that, and we have been allies and friends of America. But unfortunately, America always decides to eventually, some darkness in America tries to destroy its own friends. So this is the real tragedy. You must understand, know yourself and know your enemy, and half the problem is over. But unfortunately, they neither know their enemy nor do they know their friend.
Absolutely. That's an older saying than G.I. Joe, knowing us at the battle. That's an old military term, thousands of years old, and America doesn't know, and that's why we're in so much trouble. Knowing is at the battle, hence InfoWars.com. General Hamid Ghul, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. InfoWars.com.
Thank Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.